The Taming of Annabel, a novel of Regency England, being the second volume of The Six Sisters by M.C. Beaton, writing as Marion Chesney, narrated by Charlotte Ann Dorr. The Maunder's Praise of His Strolling Mort. Doxy, oh, thy glaziers shine, as glimmer by the Salamon. No gentry mort has prats like thine, no cove e'er wapped with such as one. White thy fambles, red thy gan, and thy quarrens dainty is. Couch a hogshead with me then, in the dark man's clip and kiss. Anonymous. Chapter 1. The only sign that the Armitage family was rising out of the mire of debt into which they had sunk the year before was the addition of two splendid hunters to the Reverend Charles Armitage's stable, and several highly bred hounds to his pack. Rigorous economy was still practiced in the vicarage. Meals were of the cheapest cuts of meat, and clothes were still darned and altered and handed down. The vicar of St. Charles and St. Jude in the village of Hopeworth had 8 children, 6 girls and 2 boys. His eldest daughter, Minerva, now 20 years of age, had only a month before announced her engagement to Lord Sylvester Comfrey, the Duke of Aylesbury's youngest son. The Armitage brood had somehow hoped this forthcoming noble alliance would immediately pour gold into the coffers of the vicarage. But although Lord Sylvester and his friend Peter, Marquess of Brabington, had generously lent the vicar money, and Lord Sylvester had lent him the use of his steward, so that the tenant farms should flourish.